Israeli strikes on Gaza have continued through the night, even as negotiators prepare to meet in Egypt to discuss a peace plan today. At least 16 people were killed in plane and tank attacks across the enclave, according to Gazan health authorities, who say 4 of the victims were seeking aid in the south of the strip and 5 died in an airstrike on Gaza City. Hamas on Sunday, speaking to wire service AFP, has called for a swift start to the hostage-prisoner exchange with Israel, which is at the center of a new ceasefire deal proposed by the U.S. and Israel, and agreed to, in part, by Hamas. Israeli government spokesperson Shosh Bedrosian says Hamas has 3 days to release the hostages.
Now, the prime minister has also made it clear that in an agreement with the Trump administration, talks will be confined to a few days maximum, with no tolerance for maneuvers that will delay talks by Hamas. Israel is standing by the 72-hour deadline from the moment all details are solidified with Hamas and will be ready immediately to receive all of our hostages.